The Cap and J-Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Go to titoshometowntales.com and hear the stories of Chicago's defining sports moments through the lens of your favorite ESPN 1000 hosts. That's titoshometowntales.com.
Scratch your morning sports itch.
This is Cap and J-Hood, our new morning show.
On ESPN 1000 and the new ESPN Chicago app.
Cleveland Guardians.
That's right.
The Indians no more. The Cleveland Guardians. Still blew a 3-1 lead in 2016, but they are now the Guardians. That can't offend anybody, right?
No, no one's offended. I don't like that logo at all.
I agree.
Good God, man. Are the Indians a minor league team now? That sucks.
Actually, minor league teams can usually give you a good logo.
Take the G out of there and put a D. That's the Dayton Flyers. The University of Dayton Flyers. Really? Am I right?
It's UD. Yeah, it is.
It's exactly what their logo is.
That's a great point. That sucks. That's not good. Now, again, I'm not one of these guys that's holding on to tradition. We know things change, right? Mm-hmm. So you knew this was coming for the Indians. I'm surprised that this is happening on July 23rd,
yep,
midstream, right? And so you do this at the end of the season and start off fresh. All I know is that the merch sales will go through the roof for this, even though I don't like this logo. People will like the merch. I don't like the way the G is designed. I don't like the baseball, and it's like there's wings on the other side of the G. I don't like the design at all. Who thought of this?
So somebody just tweeted at us, Ben, said, according to Bloomberg, the news organization,
yes,
quote, organization has had a list of potential names that was at nearly 1,200 just 1 month ago. Wow. They went through 1,200 names almost in a month?
The Guardians.
Okay. The Guardians.
All right.
It's not my team.
So. No, that's not my team either. I just... You know, that's we'll get used to it, but I just think, God, man.
That logo sucks. Yeah. It really is.
It's not good. I thought it would be the Spiders. I really did, because that's what they used to be,
The
Cleveland Spiders. Why not go back to that? That was cool.
You can
different.
You can kill a spider quickly. That's probably the reason. Right? You can step on it quickly and it's done. But you can't step on a guardian, man. You can't step on a guardian. Ooh. I don't like the name. I don't like the logo.
Me
for the Indians. Oh, jeez.
But that's their deal.
Now, just one other step with this. Braves are safe. Seminoles safe. Blackhawks. Where are we going with this? I always think everything I read, Cap, is if you have a good relationship with the Native American people and you've sat down to the table with them and talked about this, mm-hmm, then you can more than likely keep the name or alter the image for sure, right? You don't have like the big smiling Indian,
the caricature.
You don't have the brave that was red faced and had all the look on his face. That's different too. Now it's the tomahawk.
Wasn't it Chief Nakatomi or whatever they called him?
Yes.
And now that they want
Chief Nakahoma.
Nakahoma.
Yeah.
Nakatomi was from Die Hard.
Not going to work here anymore. Not going to work here.
Yeah, that's from anyway. Office Space.
Yes.
Samir, not going to work here anymore.
That's right.
Yeah.
Chief Nakahoma, boy, another one of Ted Turner's bright ideas.
Wasn't he?
Oh, God.
Didn't he? They really played it up, right?
Yes.
Yes, there were a lot of offensive things that went with that.
Over the top.
Yes.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to manage the ball club. What are you doing, Ted? Get out of there.
Right, the owner managed. For a little bit.
You know what I'm going to do?
What do you do, a day?
I'm gonna rename one of my players' channel, and his number's going to be 17, because everyone watches TBS across the country.
Channel 17.
That was a thing. He's going to have one of his players named Channel, change his name to Channel, and then 17. So that way the outfield could see where you could find the games.
Channel 17.
On Channel 17 on TBS.
What's the point of being that rich if you can't do whatever you want?
This is true.
Well, at least we get TNT and TBS out of it until they took the company away from him. But go ahead.
Yes, correct.
Without him knowing. He's sitting at the office, by the way, in Turner, in Atlanta. And all of a sudden, he realizes, wait, Time Warner's got my company now. What happened there?
Yeah. What happened to my CNN?
Someone took my company. He built his whole empire on Braves baseball, Andy Griffith reruns, and World Championship Wrestling.
And then CNN.
And then eventually CNN.
Yep.
That's his whole fortune.
That's it.
He loved his wrestlers.
I mean, imagine if he was around today, the giant penis, I mean, rocket ship that he would build to be the first to space.
Hey. Or the small penis rocket ship, as we saw.
Yes.
The pitch. 2-2.
The
Segway. Come on, Segway. Let's go.
I wanted to ask for some advice.
From who?
From you.
You want to talk to me about advice?
I need advice.
Wow.
I always ask your advice.
But but you're my mentor. I come to you for advice.
But I grew up listening to you.
Yeah. You were a small black child of the South Side listening to me. I remember it well. Yes.
Very
well. Yes.
So my son's getting married tomorrow.
Yes.
Nick is marrying Maggie.
Mm-hmm.
The pride and joy of Seattle, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to make comments to the wedding.
Well, I understand that, you know, listen, you do this very well off the top of your head as a broadcaster, but it's got to be a little bit more giving, right? It's got to come from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
So I say don't write anything out. Just come from the heart. Now, I heard you earlier today practicing your speech. Let's go through it and see whether or not you can utilize this speech here for the wedding. Let's go back in time. Before our show, I know that you were trying to practice and see if this is something that you could use. Let's play that audio now, Meller.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? I'm David Kaplan, and I am the father of Nick. And I'm just telling you, first off, I'm happy for my son, Nick, his bride, Maggie. Welcome to the family, Maggie. Welcome to the family. And I just want you to know, Maggie, the Cubs are done. I mean, they're finished. KB is an absolute I mean, he comes to the plate the other night, and I'm saying, oh, he's going to play. It's unbelievable. This guy plays what he wants to play. I'm just not a fan. I'm just telling you. Nick, I'm so proud of you. We've come a long way, son, haven't we? We've come a long way. And I'm just telling you, Nick, the Bears, they're going to be really good this year. My guy, Ryan Pace, I'm just telling you, they're going to have a special season. Mindy, she's my wife. Mindy, I love you, and I'm glad we're getting married on this special day. What? I mean, it was just like yesterday that we met, and now we're getting married today. So I'm just happy to be with you, and we're going to have a great ceremony. It's great. Waddle, you're my guy. I mean, we're always going to be friends. I mean, I love that we're friends. And it's just great. I just want everyone to know that this is a very, very special day for me and Mindy here for our wedding. And I got to tell you, man, I'm getting a new tattoo. It's going to say, Tuna the Matote. Look at this. Look at this gun. I brought the guns to the gun show. Right here, I'm going to have Tune Out the Matote right here on this gun. Oh, God. And Maggie, I got to tell you, man, I'm so happy for you. And I'm happy because Baez is out of here. Are you paying that guy $200 million? No shot. You're not giving that guy $200 million. So raise your glasses, everybody, to me and Mindy. Baby, I love you. I'm so happy that we're here for this occasion for our wedding. Nick, what are you doing here? Take that.
Wow. Wow.
So don't use that.
I don't know. I actually enjoyed the Chris Bryan icebreaker. I think you open with that tomorrow.
Think so?
I think, yeah, that's a strong move.
You definitely have to use the part about it being your and Mindy's wedding.
That would be hilarious.
I forgot. I got caught up in it. I saw Mindy and thought, this is our occasion. So, I don't know. What do you think, Danny? Is that, I mean, it was a nice warm-up for Cap, but do you think maybe some things he should have admitted there in his warm-up speech?
I was thoroughly entertained. I don't think he missed anything. He checked all the boxes.
I mean, it's really the show.
Except for telling everyone how grounded and not triggered he is, that he should have put that. He should put that part in.
I heard a rumor that Sylvie said that I lied, that it was the biggest lie I've ever told. I'm assuming that is about the triggered comment yesterday, because I was read the riot act when I got home about that.
Oh,
you don't, my wife. Oh, you don't get triggered. Interesting. Tell them to live with you for a couple of days.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what? You make it all up. You know, it'll be fine, because tomorrow when you get married to Mindy all over again, it's going to be great.
I've been married for 17 years.
I think you've forgotten that speech. Somehow you got swept up in it.
I did.
I love you. It's like, and then, you know, here's Nick is there sitting there. He's like, this is my wedding. It is?
I thought it was my wedding.
I don't think. All of a sudden, you forgot Nick was sitting there.
And I took a shot at Baez in there.
Yeah. What are you doing here, Nick?
it's my wedding.
I think that's it. So I think that works out, Cap. I think that all works out.
I will put those thoughts under advisement before I make my speech.
Hey, man, it's on you. I mean, I think that was a good warm-up, you know, but I don't know. Don't forget, it's Nick and Maggie.
It's their wedding,
yes,
not mine.
Yes, remember.
Okay.
And get your beak out of there with your sports talk. No one wants to hear your thoughts on bias in their wedding.
Okay.
Remember, that's going to be on video, right? People will be able to see the speech, right?
Correct.
Okay, they don't want to go back in 20 years digitally and see, boy, Pops is out of it, man. He was talking about the Cubs, and he's talking about the Bears. Pops was out of it, man.
Out of it. It
was he drunk at the time? No. He's just talking.
He's just out of his mind.
So there you go.
All right, is playing baseball, and thank you for the thoughts.
Sure.
And the tips.
Just trying to help.
Is playing baseball putting Chris Bryant in harm's way? Next.
Cap, Jay Hood.
Our new morning show. Follow on Instagram at Cap Jay Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
And I just want you to know, Maggie, the Cubs are done. I mean, they're finished. KB is an absolute...
for the advice, Jonathan. So,
yes.
Is playing a baseball game putting Chris Bryant in harm's way? David Ross said that.
What do you mean by that, David?
So, he's got hamstring fatigue.
Uh-huh.
Is he back in the lineup today? Is he playing at Wrigley?
You guys are playing today? You haven't played against the Cardinals. I was wondering when will you go back to start playing again? That's nonsense again last night. Good Lord.
So
do I have your permission to stop watching this team?
You do.
Well, one of the two of us has to cover this thing.
I've been covering. I've been watching.
it's interrupting my. I mean, it's not. The Cubs continue to be on monitor 4 in the Hood Cave. So until they start playing better, I'll move them up to 3.
I was fighting the urge to want to turn it off, go to bed, because I was watching last night. I have not done a recap in a few days because I just, what am I going to say?
Yeah.
Well, they lose again to the Cardinals. Yeah. Nothing to recap and say.
The positive for me is watching Al Zelay and using his off-speed stuff. That's your future, man. I like him as your future.
Yeah, he's got a chance to be a nice part of a rotation.
But other than that, man, again, the limp lumber, again, the lack of offense. But KB, I happen to have it on monitor 4. I look down and go, is that KB?
Hitting.
Wow.
Yeah. How about that?
Wow, he actually had the temerity to stand up and take a bat, huh? Hamstring fatigue. How do you get over that, Cap? You do the Blue Cross Blue Shield reads. How do you get over the hamstring fatigue?
I guess you do a little stretching. You do a little foam rolling. You get the trainer to give you a massage.
Get a cup of coffee. Try to find a way to win a baseball game.
Correct. But he got a walk last night. Chris Bryant was out of the Cubs starting lineup for the second consecutive day with right hamstring fatigue.
Uh-huh.
Or David Ross has often referred to it this week as heavy legs. He was unavailable Wednesday's 3-2 loss and didn't pinch hit in the 10th inning. His backup catcher, Robinson Chirinos, hit instead with a runner on. While having Bryant in the lineup is always Ross's first choice, keeping him healthy is the primary goal. It's like holding a deck of cards knowing I can't use the ace, Ross said before Thursday's game. But I know why I'm not ever going to put someone in harm's way. So is it harm's way to not let him pinch hit that night, but he might be back in the lineup today? So you couldn't pinch hit on Wednesday, but you could play on Friday, or you could pinch hit on Thursday. I would just like a dose of reality and just go, folks, look, we all know what's going on here.
Yeah.
We're going to try and win as many baseball games as we can. That's my job as the manager of the baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
However, we also know there's a deadline in now 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
And we are not going to do anything that would jeopardize his health and our future. Period.
Yes, because it's not so serious you put him on IL, because now that stops him from being traded. Oh, you put him in the IL, so we don't want him. No, he's available. But here it is, Cap. You have to be forthcoming with the general manager you want to deal with, right? Hey, just so you know, we're just keeping him on ice. If you want him, he's healthy enough to play for you.
Mm-hmm.
You got to convince that GM that he's not hurt. Because if you're a GM and you want Chris Bryant, you need to find out the medical. Like, hey, man, we're getting to the nitty-gritty here. It's the 23rd of July. Can he play or not? How come he's not in your lineup? Oh, he's got some fatigue. What does that mean? Don't screw me on the medical. Is he available or not?
Correct.
On the other end of the phone, that's what I'm telling you, as you represent the Cubs.
Correct.
I'd say, don't screw me. Don't do the Kenny Williams, Sergio Santos, we saw something, and then now he can't play. Don't do that.
Correct. Now, I would think Jed's been around a long time. He was in Boston, assistant GM. He was GM in San Diego. He's GM in Chicago. Now he's president of baseball operations in Chicago. Every GM in the game, they know each other. There's an implied or an understanding, Jonathan. All right, I'm going to take those two prospects. I'm going to give you Bryant. And you ask, is he healthy? Yes, I've been protecting him. Okay, you take him at his word, period.
Don't screw me, though.
So
you know a story that very much like that, right? A pitcher was available, and all of a sudden that pitcher wasn't available in a game.
Correct.
And the trade was nixed.
Correct. That was Matt Garza.
Yeah.
And Jed Hoyer said to me on the air, that was the lowest point of the rebuild. He said, we got in there and we went, oh, God, this thing is awful. Yeah. We got to fix it. The infrastructure sucks. Everything. The stadium at that point hadn't been renovated, hadn't even had the plans to renovate. All of it. He said, I'm down in St. Louis. I am working on a deal with John Daniels of Texas. It's like 12:40. They don't have the deal done on a Saturday afternoon. Garza is pitching. So he says to Daniels, hey, man, it's too late for me to warm someone up. I'll agree to this trade, but are you cool if he pitches for us today? We will not overuse him. He'll go 4 or 5 innings. Yeah, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
I think he had a no-hitter through the first three.
Mm-hmm.
And Jed's sitting there going, good, I made a good trade. Theo and I are on board with this. We're moving our asset. We're getting 4 young players in. And then his phone rang. Third inning had just ended. Cubs are batting top 4.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. It's the trainer. Garza's got an elbow issue. We got to take him out of the game. What?
Oh, boy.
His elbow's bothering. What? He said,
yeah.
I got to call John Daniels and go, we got a problem. And they did not make that trade. They eventually traded him when he had an MRI and some tests done. And he was okay. But he said, for a while, we were terrified. Oh, God.
Yeah, I get it. And you just want to make sure And it's just such an unusual situation because usually a player's playing hard, playing through, and then he get the, you know, he gets traded and he moves on. But this in and out of the lineup, I was just surprised to see him last night. I looked down at monitor four, Cap, and I go, is that KB out there? You know, it's like, oh, geez, look at him. And so, and I'm looking through. I don't know if you have it on your sources. I've been looking. I can't find the Cubs lineup yet. It's not been released. Arizona's lineup is available, but not the Cubs yet. Did you reach out to Whitmire maybe?
I will send him a text at our break and see if he, because he'll be at the ballpark, see if he or Matty Lee or Tim Stebbins from NBC Sports Chicago has the lineup.
I'm just very curious if Brian is in the lineup against Bob Brenly's Diamondbacks. See how that works out.
He's the broadcaster.
Yeah, it's still his team, though. Supposed him and Grace are the most recognizable players these days.
They actually are.
On a 68-loss ball club that's trying to lose.
So, you're correct. Even MLB, I just sent a...
I don't have it.
I just dialed in on the MLB portion that I have, and no lineup.
We do know Zach Davies will start for the Cubs, and remember we had Jesse on earlier this week. He says it's a likelihood Davies could be traded.
Yeah, you have a team like the Dodgers that I just read are scouring for competent major league starting pitching because they've had injury issues, and then they got Trevor Bauer... who now is, they're continuing his administrative leave while they investigate whether or not he sexually assaulted someone. So there's a lot going on. A lot.
Yeah.
So we'll see who they end up moving. I'd set the over-under at 3.5 players that they trade. We're at 1 right now. Jock Peterson.
Yes.
You're telling me Chafin, Kimbrel, Tapera, Rizzo, Baez, Bryant. You're telling me we're not going to see at least 3 more guys moved?
Pennies on the dollar, Cap. You're a year and a half, maybe you're 2 years late on this deal. Too late.
Agreed.
But if it supplies the farm system, go right ahead because that's the way to go. Look, here's what I think is funny about you and Sylvie regarding the checkbook, right? When you get to the winter meetings. Gonna be waving that checkbook around, right? Trying to get some. All right. But don't forget what's important, and that's to grow players too. Don't forget
that's
these trades.
That's the most important.
You know what? If I'm a Cubs fan, I don't care what I'm getting back as far as the major league roster. If every trade I make helps my minor league rosters, AAA, AA, whatever helps that, that's what I want. That's what I need. I need to know what the next generation of Cubs are. My next Contreras. I'll still pay Contreras, but I got to think about him, the next Hayward, the next Rizzo, the next Bryant.
Baez.
Those are the guys I'm concerned with.
Agreed. Well said.
So how's that get better? I heard a story, by the way, sidebar, may I approach?
You may.
So David Sampson, our friend, David Sampson, who used to run the Marlins, right? He said that Bud Selig, and I'd love to see a book on Bud Selig and how he was able to do business. He said that there were 3 teams that Major League Baseball was going to contract, pay off, and say, you can't be an owner of this team anymore. One was the Expos. One was the Marlins, of course, because they still don't draw.
Right.
One was the Twins.
Yes, I did hear that.
You know about that?
Yeah, I did.
In the year 2000, there's a thing about contraction, which we don't talk about ever, right? It's about expansion. You know, maybe the A's are trying to get into Las Vegas. That could be a lie, too, though. That could be posturing. But the point is, though, is that the Twins were a team that they were going to contract.
Crazy.
What would that look like? And I proposed to you this morning, maybe the Orioles could just fold the 10.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
you guys are awful.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder what that, the relocation or contraction. I wonder will we ever see that in our lifetime again with so much money on the table.
Yeah, because they want to expand and they don't want to move teams. They want to expand so they get that fee, the billions you have to pay to buy an expansion franchise. One bit of breaking news, not sounder worthy.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Everyone's going to be having their fantasy drafts coming up. Well, Michael Thomas, who, I don't know, Mellor, you're the fantasy guy. Is he a top 5 wide receiver?
No, I would not put him in the top 5
top
right
10?
Now. Yes, top 10? Yes, top 10 probably.
Is he a first-round pick in a fantasy draft?
Not first-rounder. He was last year, not first-rounder this
He's
year.
Now expected to miss the start of the 21 season. He had surgery to repair the ligaments in his ankle in June. It's just being released now. Based on the timing of the surgery and a recommended minimum 4 months of recovery, he could be on the sideline for weeks.
Seems like he waited to have the surgery because he didn't want to F up his summer.
I don't want to F up my summer.
Yes, that is exactly.
Because I was like, you know what? I'm not going to f*** my summer up.
More Bulls basketball coming up.
That's
on
it.
On Channel 9.
All right, the Friday folder. Next.
What a way to start the day.
Our new morning show. Cap and J-Hood.
Mornings on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Because it's Friday.
It's time for the Friday folder.
And you ain't got shit to do.
On the Cap and J-Hood show.
Is brought to you by our wonderful partners at Apt Electronics in Glenview, ABTApt.com, an awesome cornucopia of the best products in the world in multiple categories.
Not only that, but they got a lot of stuff in there.
Danny!
Gentlemen, welcome to the Friday folder. Let's start with the big news of the day. Cleveland announces a name change for the Indians baseball team. They are changing to the Guardians. That will take place after the 2021 season.
Yeah, those that don't understand change, they're always going to stand still. And we always knew that the Indians were going to change their name. It's changed again. The Guardians is kind of a little bit of an odd name, and the logo's even worse. But I understand. Change was going to happen here. And so the Indians are now the Guardians. We just got to get used to it. Hopefully, this is just a first blush with the logo, because that's awful.
Yeah, the logo is horrifically bad. I agree with you. The name, whatever. People always get triggered. I don't get triggered, but people get triggered by what? New names, usually.
Yeah.
Because they're resistant to change. Eventually, it'll just be whatever. They're the Cleveland Guardians.
Yeah, but and you don't get triggered, right?
Not usually.
Okay. Go ahead, Danny. That's an amendment even from yesterday.
He's very balanced. Remember, he's very balanced.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very consistent.
Yeah, I'd say that. Go ahead, Danny.
Consistently triggered. Gentlemen, wow. The games of the XXXII Olympiad are officially underway.
Snooze fest with this opening ceremony. Enough with the skits and everything. Can we just, let's go!
I understand, Cap, as an American wrapped in the flag, I understand these other countries don't matter to you, but you got to be able to have the introductions. All the countries around the world are being, you know, introduced. So, I mean, you got to be able to tolerate that. If you're going to have Olympics, you have to have competition.
You're mad about the skits, but they can't have special effects. They can't have people there. They're trying to do the best they can in a, during a pandemic. I mean, it's not great, but they're kind of limited with what they can do.
Fans, no fans. I mean, listen, it's part of the Olympic Games for generations. We got to speed it up for you. I don't care about Turkey.
It has nothing to do with Turkey, and I like Turkey. It has nothing to do. My son lived in Turkey. It has nothing to do with that. It's been going on for 2.5 hours.
It does this every 4 years.
Then not this long.
Every 4 years.
Oh, yes, Cap.
Longer.
Where have you been? Every year it's
not
the same thing.
Not watching this.
Yeah, so don't worry about it. Why are you triggered by the Olympics and the introduction of the Olympics?
I am not.
For some of these countries, this is their moment to shine once every 4 years. Like in the United States, we have so many sports and we take it for granted. You could go to a high school event any day of the week, a college event any day of the week, a pro event any day of the week. And some of these countries, they live for this for 4 years. This is their moment.
It's 7:45. Tonga had its moments.
Yes. Rush Limbaugh, Rush Kaplan, believes that it should just be about the U.S. Wrap yourself in the flag and all the other countries can go to hell. That's my feeling. It should be 2.5 hours about the USA.
Wow.
That's my feeling on the EIB network.
Wow.
Danny.
Gentlemen, Tom Brady and his Bucks get their championship glitzy Super Bowl rings yesterday. Let me tell you about it. They had a private ceremony. The rings feature a removable top that shows a replica of Raymond James Stadium. It has 319 diamonds, which includes 15 carats of white diamond and 14 carats of yellow diamond to reflect the Super Bowl's 31-19 final score.
Man, you know what? I don't want to be prisoner of a moment, Danny, but that is the most dope ring I've ever seen.
The fact that the top twists off and it unveils the stadium might be the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, that is. And Tom Brady, I don't know if he was trolling the Patriots, but he said it is by far the
coolest ring he's ever seen. He's got six others that were pretty awesome, too, because Bob Kraft, his late wife, Myrna, I believe she designed several of the rings, and they were really, really cool as well.
But yeah, but the ring that I just saw, what Danny just described, I saw on social media, makes the Patriots rings looks like the low end of Justin's.
That's true.
You do remember the class ring made by Justin's?
Yes.
Okay.
100%. You're right. This ring is dope.
I'm just that. Okay. All right. You don't have to parrot everything I say. I mean, you don't have to do that. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, you don't have to do that. I mean,
whatever.
Danny, I mean, Danny, was that necessary, Danny?
I was waiting for him to say that the rings fly.
That would have been an upgrade, 1990.
All right, gentlemen. Okay. Headline, P.J. Tucker is lit at Bucks Celebration Parade, chugging from a huge bottle of Ace of Spades.
Have you seen this, man? Have you seen this? Look at that picture. I mean, here's a guy here that looks like he plays with frustration, right? P.J. Tucker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he's never committed a foul. Just ask him, right?
Yep.
Every time he commits a foul, he gets a frown on his face. He let go. And apparently going from all over the area in Milwaukee, going from bar to bar, just getting litty. Good for him. Good for him. Let go.
And that guy, he came in, they traded for him from Houston, and he brings a lunch bucket to work. I don't even think he scored the other night, but he's still a factor.
Yeah.
He gets after it. Wants to let his hair down, so to speak. Have at it, man.
And you win the championship, man. Some just go for Chick-fil-A and others just drink out of Ace of Spades. And by the way, do we have a price on that, Danny? That's the high-end stuff, right? They bring around at the special areas of the club?
Correct.
Notch.
I heard our colleague, our teammate Jen Latta on SportsCenter this morning, mm-hmm. or it was last night, and she
Dave
said...
Dave, Jen, and Chewy show in Milwaukee.
Correct. She said that it was a $3,000 bottle of Ace of Spades.
Wow. Nice.
That's nothing for him, PJ Tucker. How much do you guys think? Let's play my favorite game.
Oh, no.
How much do you think PJ Tucker has made in his career?
$81
million. Hudrow?
You know, I don't play that game.
But you have to.
No. No.
Meller? Yeah. Meller?
81 seems a little high to me. I'm going to go 50.
$42 million. Okay. He can afford a $3,000 bottle of Ace of Spades in
no
a celebration.
Question. But when you are making a lot of money, you try to save some
you
of
do.
It. So I'm sure that might have been discounted because he's a Milwaukee Buck. Who knows?
There might have been a comp in there.
Somebody handed it to him.
Yep.
Sox fans, you have a lot to be proud of. Trending all over social media, going viral this week. Headline, MLB shirtless fan eats flurry of punches in wild brawl at the White Sox game.
Have you seen this?
I have not seen this.
Cap. I mean, here's the thing about going to Guaranteed Rate. I mean, you're looking for a baseball game, but you stay for the fireworks. I don't mean in the sky. I'm talking about in the stands. Take that!
Take that.
It happens.
It's unfair. I've watched the video 100 times because you know me. I love that stuff.
Yeah.
This poor shirtless guy, right? They pull his shirt off. I feel bad for him right there. He it's 4-on-1. I mean, he's got no shot. But he does stay on his feet for a while.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a toughness. Now, let me ask you this. You haven't talked to me about this, Cap. Have you been around a fight while you've been a fan in the stands?
I have not.
As a kid, as a young adult?
I've seen them, like, on the street outside Wrigley one day. I saw one at old Comiskey when I was a beer vendor. My brother and I saw one. But, no, I have not ever been, like, where the people two seats over were going at it? No.
Okay. Here, I want, will this load, Danny? Because I don't think, because Cap hasn't seen this.
The video of the fight?
Yeah.
I don't have that feature where I can slide things over to the screen for you to see it.
Cap, step over here and take a look here. Give us a little play-by-play what you see here.
Well, I see a guy that shouldn't have his shirt off he's really trying to fight the combatants off. But then when he gets held back by one and four others go after him, the guy in the Ordonez jersey trying to beg for peace and calm, the shirtless dude, he is obviously inebriated, and he is getting his ass kicked. Dude, look into a... Oh, pull your pants up and look into a keto diet.
Oh, jeez. Oh, so there it is. And by the way, Miller, classic White Sox, right? Dude's got an Ordonez jersey. Restaurant quality.
There you go.
A 30 Ordóñez. It's nice.
Nice.
I was disappointed it wasn't Carlos Lee, to be honest.
A Maglio. How about that?
Maglio Ordóñez.
God, it seems like that sold so long ago. All right, Danny. Danny back.
Gentlemen, Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay bought an Elton John touring piano for $915,000.
White Sox, go, go, White Sox.
And that piano was used to play the Go-Go White Sox song.
We're with you all the way.
45 after.
That's right. Free ticket Friday all day on ESPN 1000 at 45 past every hour on the Cap J. Hood Show, the Carmen Yurko Show, the Waddle and Sylvie Show. White Sox play the Brewers tonight here on ESPN 1000. Pre-game starts at 6:30. Right now, 10th caller, you're going to win a pair of ducats to go see the White Sox and Cleveland's Guardians. And you're like, who? That's the new name of the Cleveland baseball team. And released this morning, they are now the Cleveland Guardians, no longer the Indians. But you will have a pair of very good seats to cheer on the first place White Sox, 8.5 in front of Cleveland in the division, if you're the 10th caller. 312-332-3776.
That is awesome. And so the question I would ask, Danny, is what instrument or what would you want from your favorite music artist?
Yeah, spill the tea, Danny.
Because I've got mine already locked in.
Well, guys, first, it's important to play the game. What is Jim Irsay worth?
Oh, for heaven's sake.
If he's got $915 to spend on a piano.
I'm going to say Jim Irsay is worth $40 million, not including the football team.
Well, that's going to be in his net worth.
All right, that doesn't make any sense. Just tell me how much he's worth.
Okay, $2 billion. Because I don't think he owns it outright.
$3 billion.
$3 billion.
$3 billion. If I had $3 billion and you said that I could buy whatever I want
from your musical favorite,
yes, I would buy one of Jerry Garcia's guitars. He had this guitar that was famous. It was called the Tiger. He played it all the time. He brought it out on a lot of shows. I would probably buy that.
That'd be fire hanging on your wall in your mansion.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
It'd be what?
Fire.
You got a list there in front of you, or?
I actually do.
You got a list of these urban phrases?
Yes, I do.
UrbanDictionary.com.
TBH, I do.
Okay, thank you. All right, so I think I told you this. I know I told you. You forgot. I went to see Prince's home,
mm-hmm.
and right outside of Minneapolis,
that's
Minnesota.
Correct.
It's, and I told you that it is the equivalent of four Home Depots together.
Correct.
Because it's his home and it's all of his studio stuff. It's a compound. It's a Prince compound.
Yep.
Awesome. 3-hour tour Peacock and I went on.
Three-hour tour.
Come on, man. We're trying to keep it current.
Yeah, exactly.
As I give you 1960 phrases every day. Nonetheless. So I would want a couple of his guitars and his outfit. You know, I didn't realize. I should have known, right? Saw him in concert as a kid, but I'm way up in the stands at the Rosemont Horizon. Didn't realize how short that guy really was.
Oh my God!
His outfits, man, it's
outrageous.
It fits like a 5'1" guy, maybe something like that.
I would like to do that tour because I'm a Prince fan.
It's great.
I got to meet him, which was cool, but he wasn't Prince when I met him. He was much younger then. Danny.
Gentlemen, saving the best for last, a Japanese man, 51 years of age, almost masturbates himself to death after suffering a stroke moments after he ejaculates.
Where does this take place?
Japan. And the best part of the story is...
Bear?
The best part of the story is, guys, it points out in the story that he was right-handed.
But he survived?
He did. I can give you some more details if
yes.
you like.
Yes.
While he was masturbating, he started to have a cough. It says this 51-year-old man liked to pleasure himself several times a day. The habit nearly killed him. On this occasion, he suffered a stroke moments after ejaculating. Mm. He should have known it was coming. He was coughing. Mm. He even felt like the need to go to the toilet.
But he survived. So the story has a happy
ending. Almost killed him.
YOLO.
Almost.
YOLO, man. Do yourself. If that's what gets you going, YOLO. You only live once. It's all you.
Well, you don't live once. For this guy, it almost ended.
I mean, he almost got to a stroke.
The question is, does this guy get up and get back on the horse, if you know what I'm saying?
No question about it.
No doubt about it.
As long as there's petroleum jelly, you just keep on going.
He sounds a little thirsty to me.
Thirsty?
Is that thirsty for? No, that's out of
context. That's not what thirsty means.
No, he wants attention.
So you're saying he almost had a stroke on purpose, so they wrote about
him. No, he made sure that people knew about it because he was a little thirsty. It
sounds like he was giving himself more than enough attention.
Actually, that would give you an opportunity for you to be thirsty. It's a lot of water after that.
Keep hydrated, yeah.
Yeah.
We do Trends with Carm next.
It's Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports. Follow the show on Twitter at CapJHood. This is ESPN 1000.
All right, the show's been lit since 7. Hoodie and I back Monday morning at 7 a.m. Thank you, Danny, Jeff, JR. Hope you enjoyed your day off, kid.
Coffee.
Got any other other phrases like to use here?
Been lit.
My God.
Sound a little salty over there.
No, exactly. Salty. There you go. He's got a list of phrases here, Carm. You see, he's trying to be cool.
I heard, what did he just drop to? Something about when you guys, Danny was talking about the Jerry Garcia guitar.
Dope. He said that would be dope.
Fire. I think he said fire.
Fire, yes.
And that'd be fire.
I thought you'd want like one of Eddie's. That's what
I thought he wanted Eddie's pants or something.
Yeah. Well, not his pants, but.
I think Jerry Garcia's guitar.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It is pretty awesome.
Like, I'd like to just have Eddie Vedder, you know, tied up in the basement.
Yeah, I know. You're like Buffalo Bill. You'd like to put the lotion in the basket. That's what you'd like.
A little Celtic pride action. It's unbelievable.
Saint Garden now!
That's a great reference right there.
There you go.
Put the lotion in the basket.
Danny wants to tell him to put the lotion on its skin, or else he'll get the hose again.
Exactly. How great would that be, though, to tell him to sing a song? You it want to eat dinner?
Yeah,
sing!
It would be pretty good, yeah.
Time now
a little
for
creepy, but yeah.
Like misery.
For Carm's Trends, as our time is winding down here.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit.
Oh, my God, I got 40 seconds.
Well, exactly. Well, that's Carm. I'm working with the wannabe Eric Ferguson over here. So, okay. So here we go with the Cubs and the Diamondbacks.
You're better than that.
Cubs, D-backs.
Yeah. So you see what's happening with the Cubs losing the way they did against the Cardinals. So how do you see this series? I see the Cubs at 1.5 here.
Diamondbacks on the road are miserable. I think most people know that. Believe it or not, they don't have the worst road record in baseball on the road, if you can actually believe that. But they're brutal. They have won 4 in a row. The last time they won 4 in a row was April. So they come in, I guess you could say, a little hot, but they're just terrible on the road. It's hard to trust them. Their best pitcher's going today. This line opened kind of high, if you ask me, at like 10.5 in most places, even 11 in some. It quickly got bet down. If you can still grab it at 10, I think there's a little bit of value there, even though it's Zach Davies on the mound, and it's hot and humid today, and the ball might jump a little. I think there could still be a little value in the under there, because the Cubs' offense is really struggling right now, and the D-backs away from home have a rather punchless offense. Their power numbers and their weighted on base average, bottom
insane.
4 or 5 in baseball away from Arizona, not very good. So the total got bet down quick. Anything under 10, I might stay away, but if you can still grab it at a 10, I'd think about it.
When Cap and I went to Milwaukee, we had to make sure we put our bets in before we crossed the Cheddar Curtain.
Of course.
And I'll be in Milwaukee for the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. So what do you think of this series here? It starts with Giolito.
I think it's real good, man. I mean, the pitching matchups are incredible. I think the Sox have a tough matchup tonight, even though they do pretty well against fastballs. They're going to face one of the best in the game, a guy that's probably not getting enough love, to be honest, in Freddy Peralta. And he's been dynamite at home. Teams are hitting .09 in Milwaukee and slugging. Are you ready for this? 218 off of Freddy Peralta at home. Nearly 60 innings. He's given up 10 extra base hits all season. That's a low total at 7.5 because of the pitching matchup between Giolito and Milwaukee. Milwaukee's been terrible on the run line at home as a cover. But you know, and they're not great at home, period. Not going to bet this game tonight. If you force me to pick a side, I think I might have to back Milwaukee on the money line. But I'm not going to bet the game. And the rest of the weekend is going to be good with incredible pitching matchups. If anything, look under in every game.
White Sox will win 2 of 3, in my opinion.
I love it.
And Hoodie will be there, so he will report back on Monday morning.
Going to have fun there.
On a fire weekend hanging out with the world champs and watching baseball.
Hey, he's running low now. He's doubling back on the fire. I mean, oh my God. You think now? Well, don't look out now. He's going to work at GCI. Well, get careful now, okay?
Giannis is going to be in the stands waiting tonight.